Hey everyone, hello and welcome to the program. You know, I am wishing each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas. And my gift to you is today's very special program. Author Denise Pass is with us to talk about her book titled Make Up Your Mind. And this book is truly a gift of wisdom. You know, the Bible teaches us to be careful how we think, because our life is shaped by our thoughts, and our thoughts are important to God, and of course they should be important to us, and our words and declaration follow our thoughts, and our words are powerful, especially when our thoughts and our words line up and agree with God. You know, Denise and her co-author, Michelle Neitert, I think I'm pronouncing that right, Denise has dug into these truths for us and will help us make application in our lives. This book is really a good thing, and it could be a New Year gift to you. You can get this book and we'll be telling you how. All right, my name is Barbara, and we're going to take that first break right now up front. When we come back, we'll be talking with author Denise Pass.
The Habitat for Humanity's very own ReStore in Sandpoint has been a long-time go-to source for new and used building supplies, furniture, appliances, electrical, plumbing, windows, doors, and so much more. Everything you need for all your home building and remodeling projects. Prices are 50% lower or more than most retail outlets. Stop by the ReStore in Sandpoint on Baldy Park Drive next to Miller's Country Store. Visit them at iphfh.org.
Have you tried the new Fast Lane checkout at the Sandpoint Super One Foods? There's 6 new Fast Lane checkout stations, and they are super convenient and super easy to use. Check it out today, and if you're looking for a great job, Super One Foods is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $18 an hour. Apply today at superonefoods.net or simply stop by the store. Super One Foods in Sandpoint.
Want to help pull the plug on cyber terrorists? Or work with satellites and other space technology? How about learning the avionics inside stealth fighters? You can do it, serving part-time in the Air National Guard. In the Air Guard, you'll earn extra cash and money for college while gaining high-tech skills in one of nearly 200 career specialties. Call the Air National Guard at 1-800-TOGO-ANG or visit goang.com.
So, how's your research going?
Surprising! After I figured out the top-rated TVs in our price range, I went shopping for deals.
And who's the best?
It wasn't the internet, and it wasn't the warehouse club.
But?
It was video only. They had better deals on the Samsung, LG, and the Sony TVs that got the highest scores.
Better than online and at the club?
I know! Video only beat them all. And now we can afford an even better model for the same price. My research really paid off.
If we buy it video only.
Exactly. Otherwise, we'll be sorry.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or microwaves, but you will find the best deals on top-rated TVs, soundbars, and monitors. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
On Division, north of Francis, Video Only.
P1 FCU's Ascend Checking is a simple free checking account that gives you the flexibility to earn dividends. Plus, get anytime account access with online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, and no minimum balance requirements. So, level up your finances with an Ascend Checking account. Learn more at p1fcu.org/ascend. P1 FCU, your community, your credit union. Insured by NCUA.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. Join me as we say hello and welcome to Denise Pass. Denise, thanks for taking the time for us today.
Thank you so much for having me, especially since I've discovered y'all are having a blizzard there.
I know. And before we went on the air, ladies and gentlemen, I told Denise I didn't want to hear if she was in someplace sunny and warm. And you know what? Crickets. There was none. She was saying nothing. You know, I want to let our audience know you are a contemporary Christian music artist, a speaker, author, podcaster, a worship leader. You have a degree in music performance from the University of Maryland. And yes, indeed, you are also a wife and the mom of five. Take a deep breath. How do you do this?
By the grace of God. I just love Jesus. And I feel everything he gives us in our life, it's a way for us to share him with the world. And blessed to homeschool my kids for 23 years. And now they're launched into the world, except for my youngest is about to be.
That is really wonderful, and it's true where our strength and our power comes from the Lord alone. Well, your book is titled Make Up Your Mind, but it has a subtitle that I love. It says, Unlock Your Thoughts and Transform Your Life. What do you mean by this?
You know, when I was writing the book, because now there's a Bible study that just came out a month ago as well, but I was in chapter 12. And it's discussing the mind of Christ. And I was just on my knees weeping before God, saying, Lord, is there anything I've really missed? And what really struck out to me, was that a lot of times people get stuck in their thoughts because, well, they believe their own thoughts. And the key to opening and unlocking their thoughts is repentance. A very common term that we hear, but a lot of times people don't recognize their need to repent. Because we put our thoughts above God's. We believe the narrative in our brain, whether it's condemning ourselves or others, instead of lining it up what God says about us. And repentance unlocks our thoughts.
Yeah. You know, repentance, it's not only do we not do it, I think it's because people don't understand it. And this would be, you know, believers, certain unbelievers. Because there's one thing to be sorry for what you did, like, gee, I regret doing that. I'm sorry I did that. But repentance and repent actually also mean change. You actually change your direction. And that's not only the important part, it's the difficult part, isn't it?
Yes, and I think it's being able to see our need of that. Mm. You know, just like we see our need of salvation, but we're indoctrinated all of our days into a worldview. And we don't think to question it because it's our own thoughts. And we hear a lot of people today saying, this is my truth, this is your truth. Well, there's only the truth, right, that we need to line ourselves up with. But we are walking around from the moment we're born into what we have been handed down. And so it is difficult to recognize unless we're in God's Word and then we suddenly see that, wow, I'm not thinking like Jesus does, and I want to think like he does. You know, we have the mind of Christ, but we often operate in the mind of flesh instead.
Yes. And you're talking to believers. I mean, this is just not something magical. Believers, we struggle with this. This is a part of what we have to deal with, is to keep our mind centered on Christ and not, you know, have the world nibble away at God's truth. You know, you say that having a healthy mindset is key to a victorious life. So what is a healthy mindset? You're kind of getting into it now. Give us some more definition of what does a healthy mindset actually look like?
Sure. And to your point that you were just making, repentance is really, it's a lifestyle. It isn't just I got saved, I recognized that I was a sinner. It's part of an everyday life of aligning our thoughts. And so healthy mindset, we hear the world a lot talk about having a positive mindset. And I would say that is not the answer. You know, we can think positively for a moment until life comes in, right? And sends us something to get us into a funk there. But it is a righteous mindset that God wants us to have. And so Proverbs 4:23, the GNT translation says, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. And so part of the key of having a victorious mindset is recognizing we already have the mind of Christ. Our thoughts are to be righteous. So a lot of things, like you were saying, Christians often, we don't recognize the negative narrative in our minds. It might be something as simple as, that person doesn't like me. And let's face it, we have this in the church. We have this in the church. Whether it is people being negative about the church itself or relationships inside there, and so we can get stuck in that. So we're limited by our mindsets, limited by our belief system that we can't get out of. And the only way to victory is that we are in God's Word, that we are renewing our mind daily in His Word. It isn't just being positive. It's not just being a nice person. That is not victory. Victory is when your life is awful, according to the world standards.
Yeah.
But you can still have joy. You can still be walking in peace because your mindset isn't dependent upon those circumstances.
You know, what you're saying is so powerful and so important. You know, it just, we just need to repeat this for our friends and our brothers and sisters in Christ and repeat it to ourselves by staying in the Word. I love it that you took us back when you first started, that this is not a one and done process. Salvation is a one and done. You get saved. You're sealed. Okay. It's happened. Praise God. But what follows that, the transformation, the renewal that you're talking about in our mind and in our hearts, that's an ongoing process. And it is like the healthiest thought in the world, Denise, to know that. So you don't keep condemning yourself. You just realize you're human. God's working on you because, boy, it's important to know I am a project and God has not given up on me.
I think, too, it's so key to know this isn't just a to-do list.
Yes.
Like, okay, I've got to think like Jesus now, you know. When I look at Matthew 16:23, and I see Peter rebuking Christ and Christ rebuking Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man. Mm. We need to recognize that our minds have been set. That's that word phoneo. Set on the things of man. What does everyone think we should be doing instead of the things of God? And that isn't just a to-do list. Again, it is walking in the Spirit rather than the flesh. Romans 8:5 talks about that. It says, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds, there's that word again, on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. And so I think awareness is one thing, and as we're renewing our mind, it isn't, again, just a good girl like, let me check off my Bible reading plan, but examining our thoughts. You know, is this a thought? You know that phrase from the 1850s, I think it was Charles Sheldon, said, what would Jesus do?
Oh, right.
I've changed it to, what would Jesus think?
Yes. Yes.
Would he think this thought right now that I'm having? And there is an awareness. If we have 70,000 thoughts in a day, obviously we'd be going nuts if we're saying, is that thought? I remember when my kids were little, when they used to argue, I would say, okay, whenever someone's operating in the flesh, we're going to say flesh so that we're aware of it. And so it was hilarious because we were going, flesh, 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 flesh.
Exactly. Well, that's the reality. It's important to be real. And, you know, I think of so many things that God desires for us, that's got to be close to the top of his list, is be real with me, my child. Be real with me. I know you. Yeah. I understand you. I've known you since I formed you in the womb. So be real. You're not telling me anything I don't know. And I am here to help you with this struggle. I am here to transform you. You know, just get on board with me. I love that. Denise, your book is so readable and accessible. I haven't read every word, but I've read a lot of it. And I've looked at a lot of your different trigger, you know, a few lists, your habits. You list 10 unhealthy mindsets that can hurt our lives and those around us. Boy, underline that. Unhealthy mindsets that can hurt us and hurt those around us. What are a couple of these unhealthy mindsets that you'd like to tell our audience about?
Yeah, so I start off the book with this, why are you here? And it's like the making of a mindset. And that sort of sets the foundation for these 10 negative mindsets that we explore as we look at triggers, what leads to them, tips that lead out scripturally. And then we look at the mind of Christ. How did Christ handle these different mindsets? And that was my favorite part. But the why are you here examines Elijah, that moment when he was such a mighty man of God. And here comes Jezebel, and she had threatened him previously, but he just stood boldly. But this next time, he runs and he hides. And I think we can all identify with that, right? When life gets hard, we just want to escape. But God asked him this question twice. Why are you here? And, you know, he gives his answer, well, you know, I mean, gee, I've got death threats against me, and, you know, this seems logical why I'm here. But he asks it again, why are you here? God knows why. And I remember being in a hospital with pneumonia in 2012 and asking that question of God, why am I here? Mm. And he said, well, you let me use you here. Mm. You see, those hard places, and God used me in an amazing way to share the gospel in that hospital, this time where I could have said, I don't get it, Lord. You know, why did you allow this in my life? It was a mindset transformation right there in the hospital. I'm here for God's purposes, not my comfort. And there was this radical change. Well, so we see that I want people to be aware that there are mindsets forming, whether you know it or not. And then we look at the angry mindset. We look at the anxious mindset, depressive, discontent, doubtful, helpless, hurried, loneliness, scarcity, and victim mindset. And then we end with the mind of Christ. Mm-hmm. So sort of a bookend, the beginning is this is how it happens. This is how a mindset happens. These are some of the common ones we all experience. No one can tell me they have never experienced these, right? Unless we're fibbing about it.
Right. It's but then, you got to be real again.
Yes. And then the mind of Christ, you know, how do we handle that? So I will say that there's some definite moments in this book where I think everyone can identify. There's moments where I make fun of myself, especially in the scarcity mindset with diet.
Yes.
Things like that.
Yeah. Someone wrote recently about diet. They said, fast on sin, feast on Jesus. You know, that's that's the yeah. diet that we need. Well, you know, you mentioned the hospital and the purpose for being in the hospital and how God used it. You know, recently I was speaking, and you probably know this, but I'll share it. You know, in the Bible, everything that's translated in the Old Testament, gratitude is typically a Hebrew phrase called Hakarat Hatov. And that actually means, it doesn't actually mean gratitude per se, it means recognizing the good. It means until you can see the good, the blessing, God working around you, you can see and understand and you get it, can't really get filled up with gratitude. And see, your story about you in the hospital, exactly that. You looked around and you saw the good. And so you were filled with gratitude, even though you were in the hospital, you know, with pneumonia.
But I wouldn't have been had God not asked me that question.
Ah, yes.
Because I was so fixed on self, and that is our natural bent. But when he said, will you let me use you here? And I was thinking, well, I don't know how you can use me here, God, because I can barely walk, I can barely breathe, you know, but get up and write a scripture on the board. What is it you can do in your hardest situation right now to bring God glory? And we don't tend to think that way, but because of doing that, you know, I was able to, he said, give all your gifts that you were given and give it to everybody up and down the hall. You know, these are things I wouldn't have thought to do because in our natural, we're just not bent toward God's glory, if we're honest. But, you know, I think, too, another situation in my life when I had been married and discovered that my ex-husband was a pedophile, and that wasn't supposed to be a part of my story. I was a homeschool mom. I waited for marriage. and suddenly your life is upended. I'm ending up in court, and I'm saying, God, I don't get any of this. And I thought about Hebrews 12, 1, 2, in that moment, you know, for the joy set before him. Joy! He endured the cross. And I think we need to gird our mind to say, we don't know what's going to happen. Life is not certain. It is fleeting. We know Kohelet wrote about that in the book of Ecclesiastes. It is brief, and we have no idea what's going to happen in the fallen world. But we do know our God is good. And at that time, one of my daughters came up to me and said, Mom, you are IY Day. And this is the missionary Gladys Aylward. She had gone to China, and they had this nickname they called her, IY Day, which meant virtuous one. Mm-hmm. But when my daughter called me that, God told me, you are on mission, Denise. These hard places you want to use, think about them differently. Will you let me use you here? So I think if we would view life like that, Lord God, I don't get any of this, but I know you do. Will you help me to glorify you in this view? Help me to represent you well. And he's able to do that, transform us, transform our thoughts and our lives if we will trust him.
He is able to do that, and he wants to do that. You know what I was just struck by? You said your daughter came alongside you and said that. You know, sometimes, you know, we are called to see and seek and ask God, and, you know, help me hear, help me see. But to have someone come alongside of us and help us is really important. That's a part of our, you know, that we can do for others, is to come alongside them and encourage them and say, you know, you're here for a reason. This is happening for a reason. You know, let me pray with you, or let me kind of jerk your leash a little bit, if I can say it like that. You know, just let me come alongside you and let's pray through this together. Maybe or talk through it together.
Yes. That's, we can help one another to renew our minds. You know, if we point ourselves to think higher.
Yeah.
God's thoughts are not our thoughts.
Yeah.
And I think, too, one thing, one epiphany for me anyway, was that my negative mindsets, when I give myself over to them, are ultimately unbelief. I'm believing my thoughts. That means I'm therefore not believing God's thoughts that he has toward me, you know? And it's easy to slip into that because reality is hard.
And we
look around. We could say, well, this, you know, God has forgotten me. This will never work out. Those type thoughts, we can say, Lord, I repent. I'm sorry for not believing that your word is true, that you have good plans for me.
Yeah.
You know, but we have to tell ourselves that a lot to get ourselves back on track.
Yeah, it's I believe help my unbelief. All right, we're going to take a break. We're up against it right now, but come back with us, everyone, because we have a lot more to discuss with Denise Pass in her amazing book, Make Up Your Mind.
Merry Christmas from Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. Christmas silver is in stock now. Plus, they have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. There's also great gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else in our area. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Attention off-road and overland enthusiasts. Selkirk Off-Road is ready to help you get your vehicle ready for overland adventures. Selkirk Off-Road works with you to make your custom overland build a reality by offering great overland solutions like truck campers, solar, roof tents, air systems, bumpers, lift kits, and more. Selkirk Off-Road is also the authorized Alucab dealer for the entire Inland Northwest. Located at 89 McGee Road, just off Highway 200 in beautiful Sandpoint, Idaho. Visit online at selkirkoffroad.com.
More than a dealership, Finley Jeep is a superstore. As the only standalone Jeep retailer in the area, Finley Jeep Superstore receives a special allocation of new Jeeps from the factory. Finley Jeep Superstore has Jeeps, lots of new Jeeps. It's year end and they have to go. Visit Finley Jeep Superstore for clearance pricing on all 2022 models. That's right, clearance pricing on 2022 models all month during Finley's Big Finish event. Finley Jeep Superstore is located in Post Falls at the I-90 Autoplex. See inventory online at FinleyPostFalls.com.
Okay, here's the question. We really are having a winter, but where do I park? The City of Sandpoint has a snow removal plan. All you have to do is park on the even address side of the street unless posted otherwise. This policy is enforced through March 1st, regardless of if it's snowing. This will keep our streets passable. Please shovel sidewalks and hydrants within 24 hours of snowfall. For the latest snow removal policy, visit sandpointidaho.gov on the web.
Local jobs. Local service. Local community dedication. When you choose Ford, you're choosing local. That's your Northwest Ford dealers. We're in your town, serving you, your friends, and your neighbors, just like we have for over 100 years. So when you need a new truck or SUV, keep it local and come see us. When you need an oil change or multi-point inspection, we're right down the road and happy to help. And when you want accessories to trick out your Ford, like a bike rack or bed liner, you don't have to go far to get what you need. Not everyone can say they're part of the local fabric, but your Northwest Ford dealers can. Whether you're in Fairbanks, Alaska, Great Falls, Montana, Coos Bay, Oregon, Yakima, Washington, or anywhere in between, we're keeping you on the road, and we're keeping it local. We're your Northwest Ford dealers. Stop by today or visit buyfordnow.com.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. We're talking today with author Denise Pass, along with her co-author, we're not talking with Michelle Neitert, but we want to give her kudos also for their book, Make Up Your Mind, Unlock Your Thoughts and Transform Your Life. You can get this book, you can actually order it here locally at Vanderford's if you want to go here in Sandpoint, and they'll order this book. You can get it in both the paperback and the Kindle edition on Amazon, and you can find Denise. I want to give you this information so you can follow up at denisepass.com. Is that right? Do I have that right? Yes, denisepass.com. So you can find out more about her and more about her work. Denise, welcome back in again. And there was a chapter of an unhealthy mindset that really spoke to me, and I think it's going to speak to a lot of our listeners. It's the hurried mindset, battling over commitment and protecting margin in our life. You've got so many good words here from the Bible and from your experience that echoes what God is telling us. So talk to our audience about the pitfalls of a hurried mindset and some of the ways to counterbalance it or to help offset it.
Yes, well, I have to say, I feel guilty even sharing this because this has been one of those ones where I've written a chapter and I've come back and I've read it myself just to kind of calibrate and get my life back, because I'm an ambitious person. I'm a multi-passionate person, people tell me, and I have found that I need this reminder. So I just want to preface it with that is not always better.
Yeah, I hardly know you, and I know you're a multitasker.
Yes, and it's hard because I think what is difficult, I was telling my husband recently, I'm in a PhD program right now, biblical exposition, and I'm taking two classes at a time because he was sort of like, we have a goal we're trying to work toward, and that is really challenging, but I had to prune then and other areas of my life to make space for that. But even so, at the end of the classes, I said to him, you know, I have to learn again how to just refresh and rethink what is my strategy, how am I going to do this, because I have to, again, make space, because it's just so easy to become cumbered in this. And so on that word, I want to share one thing that I had shared on that chapter a lesson from Martha. You know, poor Martha gets a bad rap.
I know.
She's very diligent. I'm thinking, what's wrong with Martha? Everyone needs a Martha. She gets things done, right?
Exactly.
And she had all these gifts. She had a servant's heart. But what was interesting when I was studying this, the Bible says Martha was distracted with much serving. And so I think that word distracted, it's the Greek word perseo, which it means to be driven about mentally, to be over-occupied, too busy to be cumbered. And so to be cumbered was kind of a bit ironic, because when we look that up, it means to reduce to idleness or inactivity. So while we think we're being so productive, we might actually not be in some ways. You know, and is that really the ultimate goal, to be productive every minute of our lives? You know, and so I think what was really beautiful to me in this chapter was to recognize that, to recognize what was more triggers behind that, perfectionism, judgment or worry, even impatience. You know, we want things done now, and a performance mentality. These were some of the triggers that I identified, and the need to have margin. And so maybe you're listening today and you're thinking, I can't help it because I have all these demands on me. And I know sometimes when we commit to things, they can become demands. But one thing that can help us in that is to really lay them down and consider, are these demands of God?
Yes.
Are these things that I can say, Scripture even talks about, if you've committed yourself, if you made a vow in haste, are there things you need to go back and say, you know, I think I'm over capacity on this. And what do I need to prune and pause? I love that word, pause.
Yes. It's, you know, okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say that, you know, it's all right to be productive as long as, A, you're productive in those things that agree with what God has laid out for you, and that you, I really like your triggers or your, I kind of thought of them as red flags, because I can be a perfectionist and that leads to judgmental. I can be a performer and that leads to pride. You know, so really we have to check ourselves. And I love that you asked the question, you know, is this what God wants me to do? And just keep repeating that, you know, just keep double checking that we're doing His will as best we can discern it and as clearly as we can listen to the Holy Spirit. Oh, and the other thing, too, I'd like you to comment on this idea of margin. It's not just so you can kick back and eat bonbons, though really there's nothing wrong with that every now and then. It's so that when those things pop up in your life that God's got for you, you've got time to say yes. Somebody will say, can you give me a ride? Can we do this? Somebody's in the hospital. Will you go with me? Let's take grapes or something, you know? Yes, I've got margin. I can do that.
Wow. That is a great application of that, because I do think sometimes, like my husband said to me at one point, I think this was before I wrote the chapter. I hope it was before I wrote it. but it was, Denise, you have about every minute of the day scheduled.
Yeah.
And that gave me pause to say, you are right. And so then it was hard at first for me to come down off of that and to say, okay, now is my relax time. I'm going to relax now.
Yeah.
And you can get into a mode where it's like, and so I've actually been guilty of the chocolate bonbons the past couple of days, and it feels kind of good. Because I'm like, I need to take a reprieve, and we need to build in that time of rest. We really can't give to other people if we haven't, you know?
Yeah. And we can't give to ourselves. This just so much in this book resonates, Denise. I congratulate you and your friend Michelle. This, it really resonates. It's the real deal. This is the way we think. These are the pitfalls that we get into, and here are ways to recognize it and to begin to read in the Word of God to get out of it and rely on Him to help help us when we need to be pruned.
Well, thank you. He does the pruning. My friend Michelle, she is a licensed counselor, so she comes in and gives kind of a practical, yet from a Christian worldview, perspective of some practical things you can do as well to help. But I think my heart, too, is to communicate to people. I know that there's a lot of people who can say, oh, gosh, it's one more thing to do. I'll never get there. Mm-hmm. But we can't do this on our own strength. And sometimes that's frustrating because we want a to-do list. Okay. But our mindset is a lens that we view life through. And I think of Isaiah 26, verse 3, you will keep in perfect peace.
Yes.
All who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. And so there is a humility and a dependence on God to accomplish this in us. If we could do it on our own, well, there's obviously we can't, because we can't have righteous thoughts on our own. But the Holy Spirit can as we submit and surrender our thoughts to God.
You know, the whole concept where Jesus is, you know, without me, without God, you can do nothing. I mean, I just really think that is a pretty blunt statement, mm-hmm. as in nothing. Mm-hmm. How does that translate in the Greek? It's nothing. I mean, there's no mystery to that word. It's not like something lurking in there, like you can do half of it without me. No, we can do nothing of importance, nothing that gives life, nothing that gives grace, nothing that is beneficial and victorious and all the things that we want. You know, without God's power and His grace, we can do nothing. And this book, every chapter, every, you know, a doubtful mind, a worried mind, this overextended mind or busy mind, I guess it is, you know, you keep leading us back to the Lord. You know, I hate to end on my own word, but I'm getting the signal. We're up against our last break. This is our last break. We're going to take it now, and then we're going to, you know, round out this interview with you, Denise. I'm really enjoying it, and I think the audience is enjoying it too. So we'll be right back.
There's two kinds of people in the world, those who own a TYM tractor and those that wish they did.
Wahoo! I love my tractor.
Jordan Sales and Service has you covered this winter with a TYM enclosed cab tractor. Include your choice of TYM attachments from snow blowers to snow blades, and you've got winner beat. See your new TYM tractor today at Jordan Sales and Service. New location and showroom at 715 North Pleasant View Road in Post Falls, or online at jordansales.com.
Santa Neil here from Auto Credit Sales, and I'm tired of bad Secret Santa gifts. So this year, I'm everyone's not-so-secret Santa. Exchange your old ride, and you could get way more than it's worth. I'm Santa Neil, and I'm your dealer for the people. See all our rides at AutoCreditSales.com.
At the Co-op, we get the farming, ranching, gardening, off-grid, do-it-yourself, and escape-to-the-woods lifestyles. We understand farm animals, pets, honeybees, and wildlife. In our aisles, you will find housewares, clothing, animal health, hand and power tools, yard and garden supplies, plumbing and electrical products, and more. We can help you plant a garden. We can show you how to put in a fence, run a water line, establish a pasture, and catch the rain in barrels. We can show you what you will need to fasten a dealy bob to a whatchamadinget and hang up a doohickey. Our hardware selection is impressive. And when it gets cold outside, we can help you stay warm with wood stoves, energy logs and pellets, and propane options. So when it comes to propane, farm, home, and hardware, think Co-op Gas and Supply Company. We get this rural life like no one else. Come see us. The Co-op, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
Who's that again? I don't know that number.
Please hold for a very important message.
And skip. You can skip robocalls, but don't skip your well visits and recommended vaccines. They help protect you. So ask your doctor or pharmacist about any recommended vaccines you may need. Really? Again? And skip.
A public service announcement from Vaccinate Your Family in collaboration with Merck.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
We'll be right back. Everybody, welcome back in. Let me wish you all a very Merry Christmas, a wonderful Christmas season to you and all your families and your friends. I hope that you're enjoying it, and I really hope you're enjoying the snow today because it is gorgeous. The book we're talking about is called Make Up Your Mind, Unlock Your Thoughts, Transform Your Life. Author Denise Pass is with us. She and her friend and co-author Michelle Neitert are the authors, and you can get this book. It is easy to read. It's got lots of ideas, kind of like you can just open it up to any chapter and read if that speaks to your heart. You just go there and read that chapter because it's good. And here's one more, Denise, that I want you to comment on. The new saying is I am not glass half full or glass half empty. I'm just glad I have a glass. That's kind of me. I'm pretty happy clappy. But I have friends who are anxious so much. They wake up in the middle of the night and they're worried about things that have never happened and probably never will happen. It always surprises me a little bit, to be honest. I mean, it's not like I don't have some thoughts, but this is a great chapter about seeking God and silencing the what ifs. Oh my goodness, right there. That fear is a liar. Anyway, comment on this little bit on this chapter. It's powerful.
Oh, sure. Well, I also just, anyone listening, there's a 100% chance that we're going to encounter anxiety.
Yes.
We have a 100% chance of dying, and we live in a fallen world.
Yes,
and
yes.
So we know that at some point we will encounter some form of anxiety. And to your point, some people struggle with it more than others, but there's no condemnation in that. It is part of it being in an uncertain world and our human condition, right?
Yeah, especially in this time that we're living.
Yes. And if you've had any traumatic accidents or instances happen to you in your life, I think that is something that can contribute a lot to it, because there's a sense of God allowed that into my life, and that uncertainty. And I think we all just want to feel safe. And I remember growing up really trying to be that safe girl. I stepped over the cracks. I was not going to get stung by a bee. I still have not been stung by a bee to this day, okay? but the Lord showed me that safety wasn't my savior. He is. And all this trying to keep myself from being anxious, to keep myself safe, was not trusting in him. And do I trust that no matter what I go through, because a lot of times what's behind anxiety is fear.
Yes.
So the triggers I name, fear of lack or fear of man, fear of death, it's all fear, right?
Yes.
But one thing that the Lord showed me was fearing God puts all those other fears into context. It's like they are lesser fears. And when I have the fear of God in my place, and I know and I trust him and his character, that he has me. He didn't guarantee that we'd have this perfect life. But, we will, if we're walking with him, he will guide us through whatever we face. And one thing with there's a saying from Jerry Falwell Sr. It was, the measure of a man is what it takes to discourage him. And I think We don't have to be true to our feelings, our anxious feelings, our depressive feelings. We don't have to be. We need to acknowledge that being true to our thoughts is being untrue to God. So when I am facing an anxious feeling, I can own it and admit it. I think I said in the beginning of that chapter, my husband had said I was an anxious person. I was like, what? Me? and then I realized, oh, wow. I think sometimes other people can see it in your life. And so this chapter was incredibly eye-opening to me, just the more I researched on it as well. And then ultimately seeing how Christ handled it. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he experienced that medical condition where he sweat blood.
Yes.
And that anxiety he experienced wasn't a lack of faith. We're going to experience anxiety in this world. That doesn't mean we're not trusting God. It means it's an anxious situation. But he showed us how to walk through that. And I think sometimes we can have a pat answer like, oh, just go pray, just go read your Bible. And people are like, I don't know how to walk through this. And so I would say it isn't just a pat answer, but it is the answer. It is, you've got to get to your knees and say, Lord, you know my anxious thoughts within me. You know, please, Lord, help me to trust you and surrender that to him.
You know, you touched on something really important, because there is a certain kind of fear or anxiety that is healthy. If you're walking through the woods and you look behind you and you see four bears, you are allowed to understand you're in a precarious situation. When I'm driving home today, this is a flat-out blizzard going on here, Denise.
Right.
When I get out, I need, you know, I have a certain amount of responsibility to not take that lightly. I need to understand the dangers that there are out on the roads right now. So that's a healthy way of seeing things. But
yes,
the fear that you're talking about, it's different, isn't it?
Yes, I think, again, just part of the human condition. I just did this huge paper for one of my classes on the book of Ecclesiastes, and there's this word that appears 38 times through it, and havel, and it describes the human condition, if you will, and our response to it. And some commentators say that it means fleeting. Some say it means meaningless, you know, meaningless. But the bottom line is, life is hard. Being human is hard. And so we are going to experience these things.
It's
how we experience them.
Right.
Are we going to experience them with Christ? Are we going to say, go before him, these are my thoughts, Lord? This is, and I think we can look at Ecclesiastes and we can see that he was very real, as you talked about earlier, about what he was feeling and thinking. I don't want anyone to think that, oh, you have to be perfect now. Every thought must be perfect.
Right.
It's admitting when they're not and saying, wow, God, I need help thinking through this like you would.
You know, that's important. Yeah, this is not about becoming perfect. I mean, well, that's, you want to do something that's impossible, try that. This is about being real again. And this book is all about being real. See it for what it is. Know that there are triggers and there are tips, and that you can, what you're striving for is the Word of God to, that's what's real in your life. And that's where you're going to keep coming back to and leaning on him. We are, if you can believe it, I'm going to give you just 10, 15 seconds to just wrap it up for us. What would you like people to walk away from, walk away with?
There is hope in Christ. You do not have to be defined or labeled by your mindset struggles. People can tend to say, oh, I'm just an angry person, I'm just a depressed person. No, friends, you do not have to be identified by a mindset. Your identity is in Christ. And so just want to encourage you, there's hope for you today. And please go on makeupyourmind.today. That is a book website where we have a quiz on air. You can see what your chief negative mindset is.
Yep.
You can also see freebies that we have for you. And you can order the Bible study that came out or the book.
That is awesome. I'm excited about the Bible study. Denise Pass, thank you so much for being with us. And thanks, everybody. That's the program for today. I invite you all to come back next Tuesday. We're going to be talking with Kinderhaven and Life Pregnancy Center Life Choices and catch up with them on their plans for the new year. Until next Tuesday, this is Barbara saying take care, slow down out there, and may God richly bless you, my friends.
Thank you.